Loggers in northern New South Wales have been bending the rules in ways that are threatening the lives and habitat of koalas. The Wire's Sam Bradbrook has the story.
Koalas are protected at both the state and federal level and are one step away from the endangered list. But for the past 20 years, the koala population in northern New South Wales has dropped by half due to the reduction of their habitat by 40%. This decline in habitat is caused by overlogging due to a loophole called a regional forestation agreement. James Trezise is the policy analyst at the Australian Conservation Foundation. He says the government needs to step up to protect the koalas.
The federal government should be intervening to ensure the survival of this species, especially in places where the New South Wales government is clearly failing to act and the New South Wales EPA is clearly failing to protect this species. Now, basically, there are these 20-year-old exemptions that give logging companies free rein without any federal oversight. These are called regional forest agreements. The reality is these agreements are about to expire, and there is an option for the federal government to take serious action to fix logging in this country and protect endangered species. But it's signalled that it's got every intention to just roll these over, which is going to be cataclysmic for our native wildlife.
Can you just tell us a bit more about these regional forestation agreements?
They were signed off in the mid-1990s. Most of them expire in 2017. They occur in New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and Western Australia. They sit at the moment under the watchful eye of Barnaby Joyce, our Deputy Prime Minister, and Anne Rustin, Senator from South Australia. They have an option of actually doing a meaningful reform and looking at how these things have failed our threatened species and our threatened wildlife. The regional forest agreements switch off our national environment law. So it means that the federal government has pretty much no recourse to protect nationally endangered species like the koala. So if Australia is serious about protecting our wildlife and stopping things going extinct, we need to pressure our federal government and to get them to lift their game and stop the rollover of these RFAs and strengthen our national environmental laws. It's absolutely ludicrous that you can go and log a species, a nationally listed species, to extinction, and the federal government can wash its hands of that because of a 20-year-old outdated piece of legislation.
Where does a lot of the blame fall here? Does it fall on the lack of legislation from the federal and state governments, or is it the companies bending legislation in their favour?
It's all three. So you've got some vested interests that are gaming the system in New South Wales because they know they're not going to get caught. And it's going to take people like Darren to go out and do this type of analysis. And at the same time, you've got state and federal governments that are sitting over a broken system of environment law.
James Trezise, Australian Conservation Foundation. Deborah Tabart is the CEO of the Australian Koala Foundation. She says the koala population has faced constant attack and needs legal protection.
We, the Australian Koala Foundation, think there are no more than 100,000 koalas left in the country, probably half that. You can also compare that to, say, 10 million koalas that were shot for fur in a 30-year period from 1890 to 1927. So the koala population is absolutely decimated. And it frustrates the heck out of me that our laws won't kick in and stop the destruction of koala habitat. I just find it so frustrating that the prescriptions in forestry or the rules that are given to a developer are always inadequate for what the koala needs.
Now, the report from Daily Pugh says that the habitat near Coffs Harbour had been virtually cleared. Are there any other areas around Australia where this kind of habitat devastation has occurred?
In the 30 years that I've been in my job, I have pretty much seen not one piece of koala habitat protected. I have seen thousands of hectares go down, and worse still, I have seen the laws constantly changed so that even when you grab a little bit of protection, you know, you might find one government, especially if it's got a bit of a green leaning, might say, oh, look, the legislation's going to protect this under veg management laws. But there's no fundamental respect for biodiversity, and the rapacious desire for wood goes unabated. I mean, we, the Australian public, still want to build houses out of wood. So I don't see the paradigm shift. And I don't believe that any of those industries, mining, forestry or development, are ever under any sort of imposition to be part of that bigger picture thinking. They're all just in their own little silos doing great damage.
This Koala Protection Act, do you think it's any close to getting through Parliament or to the politicians?
Oh, well, I I can promise you I'm going to get a Koala Protection Act before I leave this planet. But the thing is, we the people have to insist to the Prime Minister and to our leaders, we want it. This is in our hands. And I can promise you that I think the koala needs this. And then the legislation would be firm. Sorry, Mr. Loggy, you can't do this. Sorry, Mr. Developer, you can't do that. And sorry, Mr. Miner, you can't do that. You're going to have to find some way of making your business sustainable without destruction.
Deborah Jabart, CEO, Australian Koala Foundation, ending that report by The Wire's Sam Bradbrook.